Hey there, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals Affirmations for a Loving Partnership. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to dish out all the juicy wisdom you need to level up your love life. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that might make some of you squirm a little: vulnerability. Yep, that thing we often try to hide behind walls of sarcasm or pretending to be fine when we're anything but. But trust me, babes, embracing vulnerability is the secret weapon to unlocking a truly deep and fulfilling connection with your partner. Ever felt like you were holding back a part of yourself in your relationship? You know that feeling when you want to share something really important, but fear judgment or rejection stops you? Well, let me tell you, those walls are like invisible fences, keeping us from experiencing the full spectrum of love and connection. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate the beautiful mess of vulnerability in your relationship. First things first, vulnerability isn't weakness. It takes guts to open up and let someone see our authentic selves, the messy, complicated parts we often try to hide. Think about it like this. Would you rather be with someone who's always putting on a show or someone who is real, even when it's uncomfortable? Remember those cheesy rom-com scenes where characters break down crying after sharing their deepest fears? Those aren't accidents. Tears and raw emotions are actually signs of deep connection. It takes courage to let someone in that deeply, and that courage builds trust and intimacy. Number 2. Vulnerability creates space for true intimacy. When we share our vulnerabilities, we create a safe space for our partners to do the same. It's like a ripple effect. One person opens up, and it encourages the other to do the same. Remember, intimacy isn't just about physical touch, it's about emotional connection, understanding, and acceptance. Sharing our fears, dreams, and insecurities allows us to see each other on a deeper level and build a foundation of trust that can withstand any storm. Thirdly, vulnerability helps us grow as individuals and as a couple. When we're vulnerable with our partners, we're allowing them to see our strengths and weaknesses. This honest self-reflection can lead to personal growth and strengthen our bond. It also allows us to support each other through challenges and celebrate each other's triumphs. Think about it like this. Life is a roller coaster, and having someone by your side who knows all your fears and insecurities makes the ride a lot smoother. Fourthly, don't confuse vulnerability with oversharing. There's a difference between being open and honest and dumping your every thought and feeling on your partner. Use your best judgment, trust your gut, and remember that healthy relationships involve respecting boundaries. Remember, it's about finding that sweet spot where you can be authentically yourself without overwhelming your partner. And finally, don't forget to practice self-compassion. Vulnerability takes courage, so be kind to yourself if you stumble or find yourself holding back sometimes. It's a journey, not a destination. The more you practice being vulnerable, the easier it will become. Imagine your relationship as a garden. Vulnerability is like watering the soil, allowing love and connection to blossom. Think about that time you finally confessed your feelings to your partner, even though you were terrified of rejection. Or when you shared a painful memory with them, opening yourself up to their empathy and support. Those moments probably felt both terrifying and liberating, right? That's the magic of vulnerability. It can be scary, but the rewards are immeasurable. So remember, lovebirds, embracing vulnerability is an act of courage and love. It takes guts to let someone see your true self, imperfections and all, but that's exactly what makes a connection truly powerful. The key takeaways here are: vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It creates intimacy, fosters personal growth, and strengthens your bond. Remember to practice self-compassion, respect boundaries, and be open to the incredible journey of vulnerability in your relationship. Now go out there, be brave, and let love blossom. Don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones and join the conversation on social media using #relationshipgoals. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.